Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today we are going to talk about the benefits of Masteron. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, any interaction with the channel. It helps the channel to grow and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by our friends at letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. All you have to do is go to the website, check out the wide variety of tests they have to offer. They have everything for men and women, full hormonal wellness, you name it, it is probably there. Order up your kits. They're going to ship them to you in the mail. Get online, register them, provide the sample, ship them back. You're going to get results in your email extremely fast. They've got doctors and nurses there to take all of your questions and concerns as well. So it's really fast. It's discreet. It's reliable. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off your entire order. So, all right. I want to talk about the benefits of Masteron. Masteron has a ton of benefits. Masteron's more kind of up my alley in terms of what I go for when I've trained or wanted to use when I was cycling more and into that a little bit more than I am now. It always has and always will be something that I would probably at least consider to use, you know, because I'm only kind of in that cutting to mid-cutting range generally at all. I've ran a few Anadrol I've talked about many times, but that's kind of more my wheelhouse in terms of what I personally use. Doesn't mean that I know so much more about it than anything else, but it obviously those are a little bit more interesting to me personally. So I get excited to talk about these kinds. Let's kind of focus on the obvious that most of us know when we think of Masteron. The first is that it is an damn good aesthetic. It is the go-to. And when I say aesthetic, we're talking about muscle hardening, more veins, vascularity popping. But I'm going to kind of go down the line here and get to that. So Masteron is used mainly by competitors that are getting ready for a show. You'll often see the go-to cutting stack. Test, trend, Masteron. Masteron's always involved. And it's always something that will get brought up pre-contest. It is the most, what I would call, pure aesthetics when it comes to choices that you have with steroids. I hate to say pure aesthetic, but you're looking at that and that's the reason you're running it. About probably 95% of the time. There are some exceptions, but generally speaking, that's why you're choosing to run Masteron. So what does that tell you about Masteron? Well, it's extremely dry. You're not going to have any estrogen conversion whatsoever with it. But one of the other benefits that you get with it is it has anti-estrogenic properties. So let's say, for instance, well, for me, I'm extremely estrogen prone. And once I get over about 200 milligrams of test, I need estrogen control. And so, give or take 200 to 250. Most people can damn near get to 500 and need, they'll still need some minor estrogen control, where somebody like me is like, I need 25 milligrams of Aromacin a day. But by taking something like Masteron that has anti-estrogenic properties, that could potentially allow me to take less Aromacin because, let's face it, we don't want to take any of these ancillaries too much or unnecessarily. So especially it's nice to keep the doses lower. But for the people that are already not very estrogen prone, and don't mix or confuse me here. In no way, shape, or form is Masteron a substitute for an aromatase inhibitor for like 98% of us out there, maybe 95. There are people, and some that I know personally, that if they even touch an aromatase inhibitor, it crushes their estrogen, even with high amounts of estrogenic compounds. There's not many. But in those circumstances, Masteron could be enough. And for a lot of people, it's definitely going to allow you to run a lot less of an aromatase inhibitor dose. And that's a great thing. So that's a huge, huge benefit. One of the things that Masteron is known for by people that understand it, but may not be very well known to people that are just learning about it or just kind of know it as a muscle hardener, but the strength. that you can get a ton of strength with Masteron, far more than you would expect. It reminds me of like S4 and ACP 105 in the SARMs world, where it's like, these aren't big bulking steroids, or SARMs, I'm sorry, but look how damn strong we're getting on these. And that's Masteron. Masteron is not a bulking compound whatsoever. You're not going to gain much size from it. That's not what you're using it for. You'll gain more size with Winstrol, and you'll probably get more strength with Winstrol, and you're going to get extremely hard muscles with Winstrol. But Masteron is the more aesthetically pleasing compound, and Masteron's not toxic. Masteron's not going to make you feel as bad as Winstrol. They're both extremely hard on the hair, or potentially could be if you're prone to it. But Winstrol being toxic, you can't run it as long, and you feel better on Masteron. So that's a huge benefit. Now, one thing that could be viewed as a benefit or a negative is the increase in aggression. If you're in control of your emotions and you need that drive in the gym to be more aggressive, more strong, more powerful, or possibly getting ready for a fight, but you still have controlled that emotion, then that could be a benefit. Now, if you have aggression issues, then it's obviously a negative. So keep that in mind when I say that's a benefit. It's a possible benefit. Now, one thing that I don't hear a lot of people bring up or talk about Masteron is the way that it can stimulate protein synthesis. So that will basically allow you to kind of easily recover from your workouts, which is going to help you get more rapid gains in lean muscle growth. So it does this essentially just by increasing nitrogen retention in your muscles. And that's something that a lot of times we don't hear people talk about. And so it's something that you need to be aware of. But this is one that I've seen people and know people that have reported this. I've read about people that have reported it, but I wouldn't call it a common benefit. But some people have not, like, it's a nootropic, but you know how nootropics will help you with focus, concentration, clarity. I've had plenty of people say that. They've had that occur. I've never had that occur when I use it, but, you know, I've had plenty of people say that, and maybe that's in their head. I don't know, but it has been reported, so I'm just going to bring it up to you. But, you know, looking at that list of benefits, that's a pretty strong list of benefits. Now, I have a video talking about the 15% body fat rule and Masteron use. I would really go watch that. I am not going to sit here and address that now because it took me a whole video to do it. Just understand, I listed a lot of benefits that are there, so I could see somebody wanting to use it at a higher body fat. You could still get those benefits. I'm not saying that you can't, but the main benefit is the muscle hardening. And for you to have that benefit, you already need to be in a pretty lean state to begin with. Because if you're not, you're not going to see any of that. You're not. It's Masteron's not going to strip a bunch of fat off of you and melt your fat off. You already have to have a very good foundation. That's why a lot of times people will tell you if you're not under 10%, it's worthless. I don't necessarily agree with that. But I do agree that you're not getting the most out of it if you're not running it on a lower body fat. And most people that understand it, have been around it and used it, will also agree with that. If you believe otherwise or you've got some kind of great results, that's fucking sweet. That's all I can tell you. I'm just giving you the generalities of things and what they are and what most people are going to tell you. So, but that's the list of benefits of Masteron, the main benefits that you're going to find with Masteron. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.